Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss modern criticism. Now modern criticism refers to those standards of literary criticism that came after the end of the Victorian era. Now literary criticism has often earlier referred to assessment of a literary work according to certain prevalent standards or norms. So using these standards or norms, assessing if there is any literary merit or quality in a particular work. So, this is what broadly we understand by literary criticism. But literary criticism has not limited itself to assessment or evaluation. Various writers, be it Alexander Pope, Samuel Johnson, Matthew Arnold, Virginia Woolf, T.S. Eliot, Henry James, F.R. Leavies, have also offered prescriptions. In other words, they have laid down standards and frameworks which should be kept in mind while composing literary works. So, recommendations for writers, authors, poets and dramatists. And in the 20th century, there are various critical theories that have evolved and some of these new theories have extended or refined earlier ones. And some have even refuted earlier ones. And some have given totally new or novel kind of frameworks. Frameworks for analyzing or evaluating literature. For instance, feminist literary criticism or literary theory, then Marxist literary criticism or literary theory. These two have built on many ideas of earlier times and extended those ideas, or let's say modern theoreticians have added new dimensions to these modes of literary criticism, be it Marxist literary criticism or feminist literary criticism. But there are some other theoretical frameworks like reader response theory that are very new. So literary criticism itself has been performing a dual function. First, it has provided criticism or evaluation or judgment of literary works which have already been written, but it also has provided prescriptions or recommendations as to how literary works should be composed or written. In this lecture, we will cover, however, modern literary criticism and not critical theory. So critical theory means Marxist literary theory or feminist literary theory or reader response theory. We will not cover that. We will just restrict ourselves to the opinions of critics and scholars in the modern era and also the standards of literary criticism which were prevalent, not necessarily suggested by one critic or one theoretician, but very much prevalent or very much in vogue in the modern era. Because ultimately, literary criticism happens using some standards, some principles. So in this lecture, we will discuss all of those standards and all of those major theoreticians who have contributed to the field of literary criticism in the modern era. Now, in modern literary criticism, some names are very important, such as T.S. Eliot, second, Virginia Woolf, third, Henry James, fourth, F.R. Leavies, fifth, René Vallec, after that, A.C. Bradley. All of these are important names when you are studying modern literary criticism. But you have to understand that the foundations of modern literary criticism were already laid down in the last decades of the Victorian era. So, during the late 1890s and the early 1900s, this was the time when some literary principles were adopted, unconsciously or consciously by many writers. Now, two literary principles or standards stand out in the modern era. First is the principle of art for art's sake or aestheticism, and the second is symbolism. So, unlike the Victorian era, where the emphasis was on realism, on writing didactic works such as Charles Dickens wrote, now in the modern era, there is a shift towards art for art's sake or aestheticism and symbolism. Of course, there are other literary features as well, which you will find in the works of writers, as well as the standards that modern critics use to judge works of literature. Of course, there are others as well. But out of the many, these two, aestheticism as well as symbolism, these are the most important. So, first of all, let's find out what exactly aestheticism is, what exactly symbolism is.